Massachusetts' healthcare system recently ranked best in the country. The rankings from the New York-based group The Commonwealth Fund were based on things such as access, reproductive care, and health outcomes. But the leader of a local healthcare alliance says that survey overlooked some crucial metrics. Barbara Rabson, CEO of Massachusetts Health Quality Partners, joins us to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So in the letter that was published in the Boston Globe, you said that Massachusetts healthcare really isn't a winner. You called it hospital-centric and said primary care and public health are both overlooked. Can you explain a little bit?
Primary care is the only part of our healthcare system that provides preventive care and manages chronic diseases to keep patients well and out of the hospital. In fact, the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine recently called primary care the only part of the healthcare system that results in longer lives and more equity. And as such, it should be a public good that needs strong advocacy. So when this report came out, scoring Massachusetts number one, I mean, there's certainly things for us to be proud about, but the things that we scored poorly on are the foundation of our healthcare system. And so it seemed very inappropriate for us to be congratulating ourselves when our system is known to have such we're having a crisis in our primary care system, in behavioral health, and public health.
And so just briefly, how do you think that translates to the patient? You know, we can argue about how metrics are measured, but what does it mean on the ground for healthcare?
What it means is when you might have had a relationship with a primary care for a long time, and that primary care retired on you. So many people are looking for a primary care provider. And when they finally find one, they're told it's weeks or months to get in to have access for an appointment. And in some cases, this really impacts your life. I mean, it can, if you can't see a clinician, what a primary care clinician, what that means is you go to alternatives. And sometimes you end up going to way more costly care.
So are certain communities more affected than others?
Well, what we're finding is that all across Massachusetts, there's definitely pockets where it's hard to get into primary care. There's Southeastern Mass is a place in particular that we highlighted for pediatricians, that it's really hard to get in for pediatric care. But there are pockets all over the state.
So what are the biggest changes you think need to be made?
Well, there's a number of things that we need to do. We certainly need to invest in primary care. We need to redistribute our funds. There's so little investment in this part of the system, and the whole system will fracture if we don't have a robust primary care system where patients can go as their first contact and continuity of care. And we're already beginning to see the cracks, and the cracks in our system are the patient wait times, the inability to find a primary care, backups in the emergency departments. So we can't take primary care for granted, and the system will, you know, we won't be there if we won't take care of it. There's legislation pending to better support primary care in Massachusetts. We should support that. We need to enact, there's a huge shortage of primary care clinicians across the entire primary care team. We need to enact school student loan forgiveness and increase wages so they're more equitable across all specialties. And we really need to work together on this issue. When COVID hit and Massachusetts healthcare worked so closely together to really address the COVID pandemic, we need to do the same thing. We've got a crisis of affordability, and we need to do the same thing.
All right. Barbara Rabson, CEO of Massachusetts Health Quality Partners, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.